Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Once again, welcome along to the milk bar. Jason and Zoe with you. Episode 4 and a recycled theme tune.
Yes, but it's still a good one.
It is a good one, yes. And that is because you have had a bad week, haven't you, this week?
I have. Well, for a start, all my guests that I had planned have rung up or emailed or texted to say they can't make it. And I've been a bit poorly.
And you've been... It's been a shame. Mm. But I have my guests, and I have an extra two that we've lined up. Later on, we're talking to a man who knows how to deal with the mould in your garden.
Ooh, lovely.
This will be intriguing. We've also got great music from a band called Solely Morning. But before then, you know how you normally set me up with one of your celebrities on the phone?
I do try.
Yeah, and I have to try and guess who they are.
Yours.
And fail miserably. I've got a gentleman who's going to play a bit of... Said, what's my line? Do you remember that on telly?
Vaguely.
Yeah, you just...
I'm not quite that old.
I don't remember it the first time around. I remember like the redo that sort of happened. It's probably Michael Aspel, as he did everything at one point in the 80s, but there we go. So I've got a gentleman on the telephone, and you've got to work out what his job is.
Right, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to
I have a picture as well.
You've got a picture. We've sorted your picture, and she's been getting a bit carried away. David Lucas, hello, sir.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you.
Now, you've been preparing yourself for this job. You've been sort of running through things this evening. So, Zoe has 5 questions to ask you. Only 5 to work out
That's
what it is
not
he does.
Fair.
And you can say yes or no, or give her a bit more detail if you're feeling really generous.
That's
okay,
just
David.
Cruel. I don't put
Okay,
any
I'm sure I'll, be feeling generous.
Okay, good. So, Zoe, question number 1.
Is it in entertainment?
Zoe, yes, it is in entertainment.
See, I thought it was. You know why? Because if you work in the ASDA, you don't have pictures like that done, do you, really?
I don't know. What
picture
did you put
picture?
In front of you?
We have a head and shoulders shot, sir.
Oh, just a head and shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I've thought of the name of that man. Dougie Hauser, is it? Is it?
I don't know.
The American bloke.
Possibly.
The actor. You look a bit like him.
You could waste a question the way you're going.
Sorry. Are you in television?
I am not in television at all.
Good job, because you can't say it, can you, at the moment?
You're not in some sort of bar or pub or club.
That's
or three, something.
Question number 3.
No, it's not. Are you in theatre? I know Jason likes his theatre.
Yes, I am in theatre.
Okay, so you've got to narrow it down a bit now to what his specific job is.
Ooh.
In theatre.
Is it going to... Not like a narrator. What do you call it? You have some person organising everything.
Director?
Yes, we'll try for director.
No, you're not, are you, David?
I'm not a director. Isn't that question number 4? You're never going to guess it in the
next
question.
That's just ridiculous, isn't
it? Come on, ask a really probing question. Ask a question that's going to expose me, Zoe. Go on.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's a shame you haven't got him here in the studio. That would have been nice.
Why would you like me to expose myself?
Yes.
If I was there?
What question can I ask him to expose himself? It's got to be something to do with your voice, because your voice is quite powerful as well.
Partly.
Yes.
That's not a question.
You're not announcing where the ice creams are or something like that, or the break.
is that your last question?
Is it like an announcer in a theatre?
Is that your last question?
It is, yes.
No, I am not an announcer in a theatre.
I bet it's something really high profile now.
You know what?
Jason?
I gave you so much to go on then, and
did you
pick
really?
Up anything, didn't I?
Yeah, those loads of really good clues.
Like
there.
What?
Expose.
Oh, okay.
This man's job. Shall I tell her, or do you want to tell her?
I'm going to tell her.
Okay, you tell her.
Tonight, I open in a show called Naked Voice Singing, and it is exactly what it says on the tin.
Are you on there?
I am. Ooh. I'm one of the naked boys.
Why didn't you give me a naked boys picture, Jason?
I specifically requested I was not mailed a photo into my work inbox of this guy with no clothes on.
Oh, that's got me excited.
Have you not heard of me with no clothes on?
No, we haven't, but if you want to send Zoe, if you can send Zoe one on a phone later, she
can I have some tickets. Where's that, sorry? Which theatre?
David, tell us all about it, because there's you and the cast of 6 other lads involved in this one, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a brilliant show. It's been running off Broadway for 8 years. It's that popular, and came over here, and we started at the King's Head Theatre in Islington about 2 months ago, and it was such a huge success that we've now transferred into the West End for the summer. And we open at the Arts Theatre tonight.
Yeah, and it's at that 6-7 Great Newport Street in London, WC2.
Oh, I haven't got to go as far as London. Are you not coming to the Midlands?
Do you know what? We'll go anywhere where they're paying us.
Oh, really? Get onto the Grand Theatre, quick.
And it's already taking bookings right the way through until August, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a brilliant, brilliant show. The music is fantastic. It's 65 minutes packed full of
nakedness.
Hot guys. What can I say?
Is there any sort of storyline to it at all?
Yeah, you are going to big yourself up. What is the story then? Is it just a load of songs and some guys with a kit off?
Do you know what? It sort of is, but I don't want to simplify it like that. In America, cabaret and revue is a big thing, but over here we don't quite understand the concept of 60 songs in 65 minutes. So here we have put a little bit of a story to it, and it's not so random that just burst into song. But ultimately, that's what it is. It's a cabaret, fantastic song celebrating the male naked form.
It's and just a Posh Birds Chippendales, isn't it? That's what it is.
Posh Birds Chippendales. Do you know what? I've got to tell you, women are our best audience.
I bet they are. I bet you get a big clap at the end.
we get a lot more than a big clap, I tell you.
Okay, right, let's maybe...
Oh, Jason, how can you not introduce me to this and it's not coming to the West Midlands?
Well, you could always go and visit. So it's only down the road in London. It's not badly priced either. It's £17.50 a ticket,
yep.
£15 concessions, or you can have a combined ticket. Now, I won't say the name of the other play it's combined with. F'CKING Men apparently plays at 7:30 in the same venue. And if you buy tickets for both...
Well, we call it Effing Men. Am I allowed to say that?
You can say Effing Men,
okay.
Yes.
No, Effing Men. Well, Effing Men is 7:30 and we're on at 9:30. You can either buy a double bill ticket or you can just come and see one of the shows.
Is anybody called Bill in there?
And we were thinking that Effing Men and Naked Boys... singing, if you mix the titles up, you could have a bit of fun with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, it could be quite an interesting night out, but there we go. Now, who else is in it? Because there's quite a lot of guys. I mean, like yourself, and you've been singing The Rain, what, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, and Oklahoma, all the National Theatre, so you've done some work there, haven't you?
Honestly, we've got a great bunch of guys. One of our guys has done, this is his ninth West End show. We've got some amazing new talent as well. We've got a grad who's just left one of the top theatre schools in the country, who's absolutely fantastic. Seriously, I mean, I've been in the business 13 years, and I've never had so much fun with a great bunch of guys on stage. It really is a great night out, and I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to sell the show.
But what happened, though? Did your agent ring up and say, are you prepared to work naked? I mean, what...
Do you know what? If you want the story, a friend of mine, we worked together years back at Birmingham Rep. I was a Scarecrow and she was the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. And she worked for an agent sometimes, and she saw the breakdown, and she sent it through to me with the title in the email saying, get your out. And I thought, what is this email? And I read it and I thought, genius, I have got to go up for that. Because I just thought, I knew the show anyway, and that it had been such a big hit, and it's got a huge following off Broadway with lots and lots of stars. They all love going to see it. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to have a go at this.
Have you ever done anything like that before, like naked?
I have been naked twice on stage, but this is rather different because it's not just naked for a minute.
It's the whole lot.
But, well, not actually, we don't. We tease. Ooh. We tease. So you... For about
we don't
the
see
last
everything.
15, 20, yoke up, Zoe,
pardon?
Please.
We
are not shy. For the last 15, 20 minutes, it's balls to the wall. You get everything. And we're doing high kicks completely naked.
Oh, really?
Now, obviously, the prerequisites for this must have been you're not a bad-looking bloke. You've got to keep yourself in shape. Anything else they took into account when checking you out for the role?
Bit, stage fright, is that a big problem for any of
well,
you?
Well, we did have to take our kit off for the auditions, of course. You know, and to be honest with you, it wasn't me that got the stage fright. It was something else that got the stage fright.
is that a bit of a problem? Is it? Or you
well,
that now?
You know what? It's not a problem. But well, for me personally, of course, I say that I'm going out advertising it. But no, seriously, the most amazing thing is that the first time we completely expose ourselves, there's usually a for me, and then there's like a huge screaming and applause, followed by later on in the bar, people saying to me, you look at the willies for the first 2 minutes, you scan everybody, see who's got what, and then you just enjoy the show and actually enjoy watching what you would do fully clothed.
I suppose you do get used to it, don't you? But I don't know how quick that would take me.
Oh, I was used to it. Well, we were used to it in a day. I mean, it was brilliant. It was like a big bonding session, wasn't it? Don't take that the wrong way. No,
well, I mean, whichever way you choose to reveal yourself to
absolutely.
Us. That's but it must have been a bit of a shock to the system. And did any of the guys struggle a bit with it more than others? I suppose you've already had the run at the King's Head Theatre, so you're into it now.
Yeah, now we have no issue with it. But yeah, of course, I mean, there were some in the cast that were a little bit more apprehensive. And I think that added to making us such a strong company, because at the end of the day, you know, we know all the intimate details of each other. and the King's Head Theatre backstage is tiny. So literally, and remember that hot weather we've just had?
Oh,
well, we'd be dripping with sweat, completely naked, trying to get to the other stage entrance.
That'd be just some person's dream, wouldn't it, that?
But is it yours, Zoe?
Lots of naked, dripping men.
Yeah, no.
Well, looking at your picture, do they all look like you?
Do they all look like me?
Yes.
You'll have to come and see, won't you? Some are very, very attractive.
I just can't imagine, on the first night, very, very first night, you've got your audience, your packed house, I just can't imagine you all standing there thinking, right, come on, let's go. Who was the first out on the stage on that first night?
We do have one guy in the company that's a big show-off, if that's what you're asking, but I can't name names!
For someone like Stephen Butler, though, I mean, Joe's just an amazing technical dream coat, and then move into naked boy singing. Okay, there's the loincloth in Joseph, but it must still have been a bit of a shock to his friends and family who maybe sort of came to see him perform.
Not something you perhaps might invite your mother to.
No, his mum is coming,
oh,
actually.
Is she?
Yeah, and my mum's coming all the way from North Wales to see it.
Gosh.
But your mum has actually seen it all before, though, I suppose, hasn't she?
Many years ago, I would have thought.
She hasn't seen me since I was at least 8 or 9 or 10 or 11. I can't imagine, anyway. I have no memory of it. And I've changed a little bit since then, I must admit.
Does this mean there's lots of, shall we say, topiary going on as well, keeping everything in trim backstage? Because that can be a bit of a problem, can't it?
With some little scissors.
You want everything to stand out as much as possible, and fur can diminish.
Well, you see
things.
That chap we had on last week, he was from the theatre background, and he's just started trimming his eyebrows, so you can tell him where it's going to lead to.
Trimming his eyebrows.
Yes. Trimming and shaping.
Well, it's just like anything, isn't it? It's we can say it, can't we? Pubic trimming is a personal it's whether you like it or not, isn't it?
Do you like it, Jason?
In the warm weather, it's essential, though, isn't it?
Oh, I find so. We have. I mean, there's a song that literally celebrates all the different shapes and sizes of penis, colours, cut, uncut, you name it. It's mentioned in this song, and that's the most amazing thing. We sing about it, and then all of a sudden, we strip off. And there it is, and the audience are faced with it. One woman actually came to see it, and she stayed behind in the bar afterwards.
Quite a few women stopping behind.
Well, we do. But this, she's a rather special one, because I knew that she was, you know, getting on a little bit, should I say.
Mm.
And at the end of the conversation, because she'd made me feel so comfortable with her, I said, do you mind asking how old you are? And she went, I'm 72. And what she said, it was the biggest celebration of life I've had in such a long time. And you put the biggest smile on my face, and you've reminded me that we're all exactly the same.
Mm.
And that was the biggest compliment. Because a couple of my friends said, what are you doing? Soft porn.
Well, I'm wondering whether is there any hidden message behind it? Or I'm just wondering what the playwright or the, you know, the...
Do you know what? Each song is a different story. So, for example, I sing a song called The Naked Maid. It's about somebody who's a bit down and out and needs a bit of money.
Mm.
And to earn that money, he becomes a naked maid.
I've seen those advertised.
Yeah, right.
Well,
okay.
Well, actually, Zoe, it's most
is
probably
that your
me you've seen
line?
Advertised. you know, so each song is a different story. So, yeah, you take from it what you will.
Mm.
And... that, you know, and there's some moving moments in it, and there's some hilarious moments in it. And let's face it, seven guys dancing completely stark naked with top hat is amusing.
What sort of dancing do you do? I mean, is it ballet? Is it?
We've already known there's high kicks. There are high
kicks.
Yes,
I know. That's
high kick. It's very, very think musical theatre West End. Although we do a little bit of funky dancing as well.
Do you?
In a number about visiting the gym and why people choose to go to the gym. Because of the body image thing. So we do a little bit of funky hip hop, which is a little bit of a challenge for me, which isn't my background. But it's really, it's a great night out, I'm telling you.
Is there any lifts and things like that? You know, you have lifts to run and jump and somebody lifts you up.
She's starting to get carried away now.
I know, the look on her face. Are you thinking about where the bits end up?
Well, I suppose so. I've only ever seen it in, what's that film called with that chap in?
From that description, I don't think either of us are going to get it.
No, you know, they do that big run at the end and she's a young girl on holiday.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, yes. That sort
we
of
don't
thing.
Do the Dirty Dancing lift because, you know, that would be a little bit ugly for the audience as well, wouldn't it? Although the audience get, the audience get everything. I am lifted at one point in a very, very tender moment. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
Well, we guaranteed a good night out if you do go and see it. We're not guaranteed a story of any particular kind, but it sounds like you're going to be having good fun anyway. How many songs are there?
16 or 17.
So 65 minutes. And, yeah, good load of songs. Do you get an interval as well to go and get an ice cream?
No. But come along, get a drink, come in and watch the show and have the time of your life.
Do you get many chaps coming?
Do you know, we do. And we have a gay, straight, everything, and actually the chaps are very interesting, especially obviously the straight chaps. But what happened early on in the run, the Evening Standard, which is a newspaper in London, wrote a little bit about it, and a blog started, and somebody was saying, I didn't like it, or it wasn't like the American version where they had their clothes off all the way through. But then one guy, a straight guy who came with his girlfriend, actually wrote on this blog just saying, oh, my girlfriend bought a ticket, and I really, really didn't want to come, and yet when I came, I had such the biggest laugh. And then when I went home, I gave my wife my girlfriend a bit of a show. And I just thought, that's what this show is about. It's about, it's all inclusive. It's about acceptance on every single level. I mean, stripped bare, we're naked. This is what we are, guys. It's just like, you know, we're all the same.
Is there any sort of age limit to it? I'm just thinking, perhaps if you go thinking one
you've
thing...
You've got to be over 18,
I think. I was going to say, is that like a...
Yeah, I'd say late teens, anyway.
No, but you see, I think it'd be quite useful for people that are late maturers. Perhaps they haven't got a father in their lives or, you know, and they want to
go
find
and look
out
at
a
naked
bit,
men.
No, they might
want
to find
dancing
out a bit, and then they'll come out of it and think, oh, well, actually, mine's not that strange. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know there's a funny thing about what you just said, but there's a wonderful song about a man who's lonely and likes to have a sort of this relationship with somebody that lives across the street with him, and they just see each other in the window every night. And the song, in one sense, if you're looking at it, could be a bit pervy, but it's on another sense, it's about being lonely in life and not being able to reach out.
Yeah, well, that's it, you say. If you're on your own and, you know, you haven't got perhaps friends that you can run around in the showers with or whatever, you might not have that sort of relationship with another man.
No,
not in that sort of sexual way, but...
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that's the wonderful thing about this is some people, some friends have come to see it and go, it's so not sexual, is it? And when I'm like, no! And yet some people have come and have said, oh, I found that rather titillating. I was like, looking at them a bit weird, but it's what they got from it. And I think that...
Everybody's interpretation is going to be different,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And it's valid. And frankly, the fact that a frivolous piece of fun, very well executed, is making people think different things. I think what more could you want from theatre?
Well, I think that's probably perhaps that's the idea behind it, that it's getting people talking about the actual production and people's bodies and all that sort of thing. There's perhaps not one idea, but it's just to get people talking about things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, penis size amongst men is just the biggest issue ever, and it's as a company, we've all got different shapes and sizes, of course, and we all just go, oh my god, I accept myself even more than I ever have done in the past, simply by doing this show. And I'm sure with people coming to see the show and seeing us on stage, you know, everybody looks completely different. They go, oh my God, yeah, being different and whatever we are is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And has any of the company, should we say, enjoyed it a little too much?
No, nobody's become aroused, if that's all you're saying.
That's what I was alluding to.
Simply because, I don't know, I think the adrenaline goes elsewhere when you try to get your kids up on stage.
Yeah. Well, it's now showing at the Arts Centre, that's on Great Newport Street in London, and right the way through, bookings have been taken up to the 30th of August. Tuesdays through to Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Of course, we've already mentioned Effing Men, which is on at 7:30 at the same venue. If you want tickets just for Naked Boys singing, it's £17.50 or £15 concessions. We can buy a ticket for the both at £30 or £25 concessions. 0845 017 5584. That's 0845 017 5584. The box office number or www.ctickets.com if you want to buy it online.
And let's hope the Grand Theatre sees sense and get you into Wolverhampton.
You know what? I would love to tour around the country with it.
That'd be good, yeah.
Could be a tour.
And so where are you? You're Wolverhampton?
We are in Wolverhampton, but we are available across the globe, so I'm sure there's people going to be tuning in from around the London area as well who are going to be nipping along to see you. Mm.
Well, I'm telling you something. There was one guy that came to see it, and he's an Indian theatre producer, and he wants to take us to Mumbai, so I'm sure we can stretch to Wolverhampton.
That's not a bad idea.
So, might not be as hot, but...
If you want to put on a special show in Zoe's bedroom, she would probably quite appreciate the dancing. The stage may not be quite so large, though.
Well, we can adapt to that. I can adapt to that. Anyway...
David Lucas,
I'll book you in later.
Okay, behave. Thank you for joining us. She's probably going to nick the bit of paper with your mobile number on it now, knowing this young lady.
That's absolutely fine, Zoe. Be my guest.
Just as if we thought we've been new to care, have you got a missus or a partner?
I have got a partner. No, what am I saying? I'm completely just let you. No, I'm completely single.
I was just wondering if there was any problems with going on stage and doing this sort of thing in the family way.
Oh, I thought you meant for my benefit then. Thanks for asking,
well,
Jason.
Well, yeah, it is for your benefit as well, but we'll get back to the question. is anybody in a relationship in the company? Yeah, there's one guy. Oh, I'm short. Nah, his partner. His partner doesn't care about it at all.
Probably quite enjoys it when everyone else is looking.
Well, exactly. That's mine.
That's the way to do it. Again, David Lucas, thank you for joining us, and have a great run right the way through till the end of August. At least it may get extended.
Absolutely.
I'll rephrase that one possible. No, I won't. We'll leave it at that.
But you know what? We've covered every pun possible. So, yeah, extensions are absolutely possible.
Excellent. All taking place at the Arts Theatre, as I say, Great Newport Street in London. Have a great time. Enjoy the show. And you never know, Zoe might well be camped outside the stage door very soon.
Have a look.
Let us know if you're coming, Zoe.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Throw up an hour.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
I think I'm going to have to check for coach tickets on that one.
Do you enjoy that?
Very nice. It made it even more special was the picture. I could actually look at him as I was talking.
But he's got his clothes on in the picture.
I know. I can just imagine.
You're now having rude thoughts.
Don't you think he sounded like that bloke out of Thin Blue Line, the young policeman?
I've never seen Thin Blue Line.
Oh, haven't you?
No. I don't watch much television.
Mm. He had a lovely voice, though.
Well, yes, and you never know. We should have gone to sing a few notes as well.
Yes,
obviously,
they're
singing that. You're more interested in being naked.
Well, that's it. The singing bit just went over my head.
Yeah, as you were imagining various other things.
I meant to ask him, actually, whether the binoculars were popular. Because they have them in theatres, don't they? Put 20p in and you can keep them for the whole
make
lot.
A fortune on yes. that one. Now, music is more my thing. And joining us now on the phone, we have a gentleman from the band Solely Morning.
How you doing?
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Oh, fine, mate. I'm you.
Good stuff. Now, you will promise to keep your clothes on throughout this on the grounds. We've just been talking to a guy who sings on stage naked every night of the week.
With lots of other men.
Fair play, whatever sells the records, eh?
But I suppose it is one way of doing it. But how are things going with Solely Morning at the moment? Because you've been doing great things. You're on your second studio album. And is it all coming together for the band?
Yep. We've replaced the drummer. Well, I'll say we've replaced the drummer. He left... He left a few months ago, like, you know, he had other commitments and stuff, so we was looking around for a new drummer and everything. Mm-hmm. We've found a new drummer, so now we're just writing new stuff and gigging, you know, trying to get as much gigs and everything that we can, so...
Mm-hmm. How long have you been going now? Because it's been a good couple of years, hasn't it?
The original lineup that was, like, with the drummer and stuff, we formed in 2006, and, yeah, 2006, so it's been about 3 years now. So, but it's all fun. So So hopefully there'll be plenty more years as well.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, you did your first album, Mambo Country, and we'd actually take a track from that a little bit later on. But, that's been on sale a while, and that was fairly well received, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that one was out in HMV and stuff, so we sold a few through that, and, like, obviously, gigs and stuff, we sell it in on iTunes and all that lot, and our cyber store as well on our website. That's all selling well on the store and everything, so, you know, it's doing good. It's not earning enough for us to pack our jobs in yet, but, you know, it's getting us there.
Do you find it easier now you've got, like, internet and things like that than perhaps a few years ago, where it was just purely through the record shops, because you've got iTunes and all that sort of thing now, haven't you?
Well, yeah, it's easier to, like, promote and stuff, you know, like, look for gigs and everything, like, or if you need someone in particular, like, for instance, if there's a band that's touring and we want to get on the tour, it's easy enough, like, to find the booking agents and stuff to contact.
Yeah.
But, in that respect, it's easier. But obviously you've got the illegal downloading and stuff, so at the same time, it works both ways, really.
Mm, weighs each other out, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, but yeah, it's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, are you hoping in the end then to get that big record deal and all give you jobs up and go touring around the world?
Well, yeah, I mean, ideally, yeah, but ideally we'd love to, but it's still a lot of work. I think it's harder now as well, because...
Do you think so?
There's that many people doing it, you know, like, and it's awkward. It's not a lot of hard work, but it's commitment, isn't it? We're all sort of committed towards it, so we'll just keep going.
Yeah.
And as long as you get a bit of beer money off the back of it as well, it's not too bad.
Well, that's the main thing.
Groupies, is there any groupies?
Oh, nah, don't talk to that.
not whilst his girlfriends might be listening,
oh,
anyway.
Sorry.
Nah, none of that. But, you know...
I do think it is about having, not dedication, but having the will to keep going, because very often you do get a lot of knockbacks, and, like, if you're working full-time as well, it is really difficult to actually keep going. But
definitely. I think nowadays it's not necessarily about how good you are or anything like that. It's about who you know.
Mm.
And I think if you haven't got the contacts in such, then, you know, that's one of the odd things. It's getting the contacts to you know, to get where you want to get. So if you know people, then you can be crap, and you've got every chance of doing it.
Yeah, well, they can mix things around that much in the studio now, can't they? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, that's the thing, and then people can't pull it off live.
Well, that's it. Do you prefer doing live?
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons. I mean, it's good to be in a studio because you see all your ideas coming together, and you get to hear how everything sounds. You know, like then. Working with another person, or a producer and stuff, we'll put ideas in that we would never have thought of and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's good to hear the final result, but playing live, I think that's the... When you've got a good crowd there, and, like, it's been a good gig, I think, that, you know, you could beat that, really.
Yeah. I mean, I have spoken to, like, other bands before, and they've said that every time they do it live, it might be slightly different, and that they find it freer when they're in the
that's
concerts
right.
rather than
yeah.
in the studios, because you get the reaction from the crowd and you sort of build on that as well, don't you?
That's right. It's like, you know, it's you can improvise and stuff when you're playing, you know, like, well, you can practice it in the studio and stuff, but you can always guarantee something's going to be different or something, you know, in certain songs and stuff. Mostly the singing, he'll just come up with his own words halfway through.
it's
illegal.
He's forgotten what he was saying. That's the thing.
I think that's what it is. I think he just he starts singing a different song, or just starts singing in Spanish. That's another one of his that he does.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, well, it's somewhat anyway. I don't know what
it
is.
I was going to say, can he actually speak Spanish, or is he just making it all up?
It just sounds Spanish, I think. I don't think he can actually speak
words.
Spanish.
That could be the beer talking, I reckon, but there we go.
I do actually have a friend who, when they get drunk, he starts speaking Turkish, but it's not proper Turkish, it's just, I don't know, just sounds Turkish.
That's what these do, one of them pretends that they're translating as well, or the football programmes you watch, but he'll start off and then the other one would come in about 5 seconds later, somewhere like that, and start speaking English. But, but yeah, it's all good fun.
It is, and it's all part of the gigging life.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're off to Belgium, I mean, about 2 weeks time, we've got a tour over there. We've got a 10-date tour over there.
Mm.
So we're just finalising all that. So, but,
very
exciting. Yeah, it's all good fun.
So
all fun and games.
Summer holiday and a few gigs thrown in for good measure for you.
Yeah, and it's at the time of a beer festival as well over there. So
that's just a coincidence, though, isn't it, Andy?
Well, I suppose it is. Yeah.
Are you taking your other half if you have one?
No, we don't.
Leaving them at home, that's naughty.
Yeah, well, you know, they understand. When it's working, you know, we class it as work as well as partying and stuff. But yeah, it's all fun. All good.
Any old excuse. Well, let's take a listen to one of your tracks. As I say, we're going to listen to something off your first album. It's Easy Life, and this is Solely Morning. Good morning, Easy Life. Fat you with Jason Zoe. This is the Milk Bar, and thank you once again for joining us.
We haven't said that yet, have we?
Well, it's at the top of the show, so that's all right. It's there, and there's a little icon on the side. Still on the phone. Andy is here. Have you reached your destination yet? Because we were listening to indicator sounds as you were travelling along there.
I'm just trying to read a map and find out where I'm going.
As long as you're not driving, that's okay.
No, I am. No, just kidding. I'm on a bike.
that's even better. So it's a good sound. I particularly like that track. And if anything, I think that was really single quality off that first album. So what's the second album called?
Remove, Replace, Rewire.
So both are available online. How can people find out more and listen to your music? A little sample before they go ahead and buy.
Okay, if they go to either our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/solelymorning, they can have a listen there.
Yep.
Or if they go to our website, which is solelymorning.com.
And you're going to spell solely for them as well, I think.
Yeah.
And morning.
It's S-O-L-E-Y, and morning is M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
So S-O-L-E-Y-M-O-U-R-I-N-G.
That's the one, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, Andy, thanks for joining us.
No worries, cheers for having me on.
No problem at all.
Don't have a crash, be careful.
Yeah.
I've seen that advert on the telly.
I know.
Behave and watch where you go. But cheers, good luck with the rest of the musical future, and fingers crossed we'll be able to drag you in at some point and get you and the guys to play live for us here in the Milk Bar.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Smashing.
That'd be great.
Okay, catch you soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Cheers.
Turn up. Bye.
Oh.
There we go. That's our music for this week, though.
Very good, wasn't it, as well?
Yes, and I've got another gentleman to join us on the telephone now.
It's all men tonight. You always get lots of men in, Jason.
Well, this is because you're ahead of getting the young ladies in. Well, I did try and get one young lady on the programme, but she didn't want to talk to me.
Oh, okay. My young lady, or older lady, didn't want to, well, she did want to come on, but she was unavailable.
So this is your celebrity for another week now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ahead of getting celebrity next week, I think.
Oh, yeah.
For you to try and guess. Mm. So we'll work on that one. However, got a gentleman now to tell us about a job he's been doing for 20 years. I've already told you what it is whilst we weren't, while the microphones weren't open.
You haven't told me.
Well, I mentioned it briefly. I mean, you can have a go at guessing. You do the guessing thing again if you want to.
No, it's okay. You didn't tell me what he did, though. But
no.
I did suggest darts because of his name.
You think Tony Taylor sounds like a darts player?
Yeah, somebody Taylor's a dart player, isn't
he? Tony, do you play darts?
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's what he could do in his line of work.
Is he a pub landlord? We could do with a drink.
Not quite, no. He's a gentleman who sorts out vermin, don't you?
That's correct.
I'm not a rat person.
No, it's just moles.
Sorry, yes, I did. You did tell me.
I did mention this about. Yes. She's drifted off today.
And there's
been
seven types as well, isn't there? Of the common garden mole.
Tony, are there?
Yes, you're doing well.
Thank you very much.
What are the mole facts? Come on, then.
Because my husband went for an allergy test at the hospital and they tested him for seven different types of moles.
Does he hang around with moles a lot?
Not really, no, and he was quite flabbergasted that they tested him for seven different types of moles.
And was he non-allergic?
He was all right with them, actually.
So he could join Tony in his
line
of work.
Yes, he could do.
Tony, tell us how you got onto this one, because you've been doing it 20 years, haven't you?
Yes, indeed.
Was it spurred on by the Jasper Carrot mole hunting sketch?
That was what got me really going. Yeah, the only way to get rid of a mole.
You don't kill them, though, do you?
Well, unfortunately, with a mole, there's nothing else to do with them. Once you've caught them, you can't release them somewhere else. It's illegal to trap a mole and then release it back into the wild.
Is it really?
In the garden, yeah. Oh. So you've got no option, really. But they do an awful lot of damage. And it's the only way to deal with them, I'm afraid.
So you could sell them, I suppose. I'd buy a mole, would you?
You can't have a mole as a pet. You'd never see it be underground.
No, you know, like you have them little ant farms and you've got like see through glass and you see them making their tunnels. You could get like a really big one and have a mole.
What do you reckon, Tom? Do you think this is something that would work?
See?
Is it an extra market for you?
I don't think it'd catch on somehow. No,
I suppose you need a quite a big glass. Tub,
yeah. Very big, yeah.
This is a family business thing, so we didn't give you a chance to tell us how you started out at it.
Right, yeah, I started 20 years ago catching moles in my garden, and I basically moved on from there. People, I had friends and relatives that had problems with moles that couldn't catch them, that had tried all sorts of old wives' tale remedies of getting rid of a mole with the usual things, putting windmills in the garden in bottles and pouring creosote down the hole and attempting to gas it with a car and putting a hose pipe down the hole, and none of which worked. And basically, I got asked to catch moles, so it spiraled from there, really, and I've been doing it ever since.
So, is it a case of catch them, then humanely dispose of them?
No, you don't catch them live. The trap that we catch them is a humane killer, basically. And
right.
You kill
I got worried then, because I thought you was going to say, no, we don't humanely kill them, we just snap the necks.
No, they'll kill you mainly, instantly, basically, when they enter the trap. But very often, they're quite evasive. It's quite difficult to get them to enter the trap. It can be, if it's a mole that's been around a bit and it's been attempted to be caught by other people a few times, then they can be quite evasive. They'll dig around the tunnel trap, or under the trap, or over the trap, or fill the trap with soil to stop it trapping. So, yeah, they can be evasive little devils.
They can do their best to get around these things, can they?
They certainly do, yeah. They try all the tricks in the book, and depends on the soil conditions, to how deep down they are when you're trapping in different parts of the county, different parts of the country. I've trapped moles in all over the place over the years, and it can be quite difficult in certain subsoils. But they eat a lot of worms in a day. A mole's got feeds every 4 hours on average. It feeds for 4 hours, then sleeps for 4 hours, a bit like me. And they do well. If you've had a mole in your garden, you know the amount of damage.
I was just wondering what sort of damage they do. I mean, I know gardeners like to have plenty of worms, so that might cause them some problems if they're eating them all. But
that's right. Yes, and other damage they do really is on golf courses and cricket pitches, they do damage the farms as well. I do a lot of contract work for farmers on 12-month contracts to keep the farms clear of moles, because the moles do an awful lot of damage, especially this time of year when they're haymaking. If there's mole hills all over the grass when the farmer's trying to haymake, it damages the machinery. It kicks up the stones and gravel and that, blunts the blades on the machinery. So,
are there any trade secret type mole baits as well that you use?
Not baits, no. No, there's virtual ways that different people use to try to deal with moles. I mean, all I do is traditional trapping. I've done that, you know, with traditional mole traps. I've done that for years, but there are firms that go in there and try gas moles to gas them, you know, underground. There's with Fostoxin, it's a gas that you pump into the tunnels, but that doesn't always work. In fact, it's pretty unsuccessful, really, because the mole will sense the gas a long way off and disappear, basically.
You can always go topside if he needs to anyway, I suppose.
You can, yes, if all else fails, you can. But they've got such a tunnel complex down there that the mole can travel through the tunnel system a lot faster than the gas does, and he disappears, and then he'll return when the gas is cleared. So gassing isn't really very successful. There's different types.
What happens with your traps then when, you know, like you say, they're dead instantly when they go into the trap? Is it I don't know, electrocuting him or...?
No, it's a snap trap, basically. It's a spring trap.
And
you dig down to the trick is to find the mole's run and where the mole is travelling from A to B along the run, so he's moving quickly. And we place the traps in the right spot in the tunnel so that when the mole enters the trap, the trap is like a barrel, it's called a barrel trap, it's a half round trap. If you can imagine a 2-inch piece of pipework, it's like that effect that fits into the tunnel, and there's a spring loaded wire inside the tunnel, so as the mole passes through he pushes a treadle on the spring trap and the wire snaps up on a heavy duty spring, and it basically kills the mole instantly by breaking.
Is that like cheese wire? Does that have the same effect?
Well, it's thicker than that, yeah, it's thicker than that. It doesn't actually cut into the mole, it just breaks his back, basically. It breaks the spinal cord and it kills him instantly.
Gone. Goodbye, Mr. Mole. But I think we'll gloss over the rest of that side of things, but it is an important service that you provide. If people do have a little bit of a pest problem, how can they find you?
Right, sure. If you look on the internet on Pest Force Wolverhampton or Telford, that's the area that I cover under pest control. You can reach me on my mobile number. The name is Tony Taylor, and you can reach my mobile number, which, can I say that?
You can give it away, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 07890 658875. But as I say, I'm on the internet under pest control, and it's the company's Pest Force. We've got 70 operators up and down the country now doing pest control, all with humane traditional trapping. We don't use any pesticides or poisons or gases.
It's sure you don't injure the rest of the wildlife as well, I suppose,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's perfectly safe, and we
unless you're a mole.
Unless you're a mole, yes, it's a bit fatal for the mole, but for everybody else it's good, because when we go into, whether it's somebody's back garden or whether it's a 1500 acre farm, we give a price, and then we guarantee that if we don't clear the moles completely, you don't pay us. So we do the job for nothing if we don't get the last mole.
And you know, at the start we said there were 7 types. They've all got different names and different colours, or what would be the difference between them?
Yeah, basically it's the on the moles, it's the length of the mole, the size of the mole, effectively, the different strains. You get albino moles, you get white moles. I mean, there's an old wives' tale with mole catching that if you catch a white mole, you're about to meet your
end. Have you caught one of those yet?
No, I haven't, fortunately. No, only when I do. But, there'll be mole catchers over the years that have caught a white mole and then have met
it
sat in quite soon after. It's just superstition, I don't believe it.
It's best not to worry about that sort of thing, isn't it? Particularly not in your line of work, when they could be lurking around the next tunnel underground. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good
nice
to speak to you. Cheers, thanks.
Thanks.
Ta-ra for now. Bye. There we go, Tony Taylor.
You have some funny guests. Fancy bringing on somebody that kills moles.
It's slightly different, but thank you to Jan for that one. She put me in touch
with
that.
Did she really?
She did, so there
you
go.
It is funny how people get into things like that, though.
But it's an essential service.
I know it is a service, and somebody's got to do it. It's like doctors and dentists and things
like
that. Yeah, but I wouldn't fancy it.
Yes, I mean, but talking of horrible things like that, I mean, I had to have an endoscopy earlier on this week.
Oh, I did see that on your Facebook. How did it go?
I was unconscious for a fair portion of it.
Was it comfortable?
Well, it was not comfortable at all. And the thing is, they knock you out with Valium and a painkiller, and I was semi-conscious halfway through. And you know what I'm like when I'm chatting with people and trying to interview them.
Yeah.
I was trying to interview my doctor about.
Was you really?
So which part of my bowel are we looking at now? And I was completely delirious. But
was you supposed to be doing that? Or was that just an accident?
I was supposed to be out
volume?
Of it. No, no, but it's sedation. They don't knock you out completely.
Oh, okay. I think I'd prefer to be knocked out totally.
Well, I am quite difficult to knock out with that sort of stuff.
Mm.
There we are. Have you got a website this week?
Oh, yes,
Not that anybody bothered to email to suggest websites for
I know.
You.
Oh, haven't we had any yet?
No, I have
I did wonder.
Yes, will you give them
naughty.
A... Do you remember the
we'll
email address?
Again. Yeah, okay. No, I can't, but we'll have
I'll
to
tell
do
you, don't worry.
Bit. Yes, now, I have been looking for this one for a while. It's not the exact same one, but it's along the same sort of lines. And it is www.publictoilets.com.
And you had a go at me about moles.
Yes, very lacking in the Wolverhampton area as well. And what you're supposed to do, you can actually add a pub on. So if you do have a favourite pub toilet, you can put yours on there.
A pub what?
Toilet. Yes, we know. Okay.
You back to your mispronunciation of words.
No, it's how you say it.
We're going to have a scorecard next week. How many times
is scorecard?
Yeah, a little download thing. And people can go, Zoe said toilet wrong 5 times.
Haven't.
Toilet.
That's how you say toilet.
No, it's how you say it, nobody else. Carry on.
It's unique. Anyway, you can put in where you want to have a look at toilets. So I've just put London look. And in London, we have 3, the Albany. Chintamani restaurant is that, or Hog in the Pound?
Now, are you sure this is just about
toilets?
Yeah, using toilets for their intended purpose and nothing else dodgy.
Yes, there is. Look, the Albany. I think this is the one with the woman and child. Yes, it is. Look, see, lovely. You'd like to wee in there, wouldn't
it? It's a picturesque pub toilet.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. It looks a bit saucy now.
That looks wrong.
Yes, it's a lady.
Mm.
Looking like she's weeing through a bottle into a baby's mouth.
Yes,
that does sound a bit wrong, doesn't it?
It's got carried away again. And at that point, I think we say goodbye.
But no, you can put your own public toilet on there if you want to. Let's see some from Wolverhampton.
Or your front room if you want people in to use your loo or whatever. So you get stranger by the week.
I just think it's funny. There's some in New York and everything as well.
So if ever you're travelling the world...
Well, that's it. If you go in, you can have a look to see where the nearest toilet is. Because you know what it's like if you're travelling. You go in, you're not quite sure what to expect. Do you take the wipes with you, the toilet seat cover? Now you know. It might not be very nice.
If you want to email us, please get in touch. themilkbarpodcast@googlemail.com. And you can also, of course, click... subscribe on iTunes. If you're listening to us on themilkbar.podbean.com and you want to actually do it properly. And,
don't go through iTunes.
Yes, search for Jason and Zoe and then click subscribe and you'll be able to find us there. It'll be lovely.
Doesn't it download it regularly every
week? It does. It automatically downloads then.
You don't have
to
worry about missing one.
And it'll go straight onto your iPod and everything.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to miss this, would you? Moles, naked boys... And music
ladies
from Solly Morning. Yeah, and what? And
ladies weeing.
Yes, that was a bit wrong. Very strange. Thanks again for joining us back next week. And next week, my plan is...
Yes.
You've got your celebrity. I know I've got a sort of celebrity for you to guess.
Right, okay.
And I've got...
Is it going
to
be good?
I hope so, as long as he agrees to do it. And on top of that, we may even talk to Ben Bate, personal trainer. That's the plan for next week. We'll see if we can get him in and put you through your paces.
Oh, no.
I think you need it.
I can't be sweating.
No. You would glow, wouldn't you, because you're a lady.
I go all red.
This is going to be worth seeing. We'll put pictures on some website somewhere. Once again, thanks for joining us. You have been listening to Jason and Zoe in the Milk Bar. So, up and out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Yeah.